On one, just south of SoCal Drive. Let's see here. CHP's on the scene. They're trying to get a hold of it. Looks like it's a German Shepherd running around the roadway. So watch out for that guy. And I also have a traffic collision to report. This was at 9:15. This is just Highway 1, just south of Van Ness Way, Monterey area. And CHP's on the way there. Looks like possibly a solo vehicle is what it's telling me there. So that's what I got for your King of the Hill traffic update. If you see something out there, you can call me at 475-1080. The official time is 10:06 and 40 seconds on this Saturday, January 14th. Up next, this Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
You sure are. Yes, may I ask you a personal question?
Well, you seem to like to do that, so, you know.
To be honest, I haven't come up with one yet, but I reserve the right to do it before the end of the program, okay?
Okay.
I'll come up with a really good personal question today.
Shoot, just keep it in your back pocket. I'm ready.
Okay, good.
All right.
Nice weather.
Yes.
Nice weather in the middle of January, huh?
I know, and I am... It looks like it's going away.
Oh, don't say that.
I know.
Even though we need the rain.
We do need the rain.
Is it going away like Wednesday or something?
Well, tomorrow it's dropping about 10 degrees.
Oh, my God. This is an outrageous turn of events.
Yeah, it's going to be tricky. But you know what? We do need rain. So if it wants to rain for a little bit and then back to the sunny weather, I'm fine with that.
There was a voice that said rain by Tuesday, but his mic wasn't on. Say it again.
I did hear that.
Rain by Tuesday.
Okay, what,
there it is.
Do you think that man would sell me his pipes? I've always wanted a set of pipes like his.
He has some good pipes for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's my FM voice.
God.
Oh, do you have a different AM
voice?
Where's your AM voice? It's AM right now.
Yeah, that's an AM.
You're about to hear it.
I can't wait.
Okay, this is good. Well, let's start the program. Wait a minute. You've got the promo there, right? And I know you already played it, but here, I'll play the hour one open, the good morning.
And I'll,
then I'll cue you, and then you can play it again, even though you played it.
What a great plan! I love it. Let's do it.
All right, so it's good to hear. How do you do this? Hey, it's there it is. No. We got to start it right. We're here everything from the beginning.
Good morning.
Good.
A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
How in the world can we be in such a good mood when it's such a serious subject that we're going to be tackling for the next 2 hours? I don't know. We'll try to be good-natured as best we can. After all, the sun is shining, and we had the foggiest summer in my memory, so it's nice to see the sun. Stay with us for the next 2 hours. You'll be happy you did.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
KSCO was very disturbed about a particularly arrogant and unaccountable government agency called the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, that has been going around destroying the lives of many good people and actually causing the death of at least one and quite possibly many others, all in the name of environmental protection. And all the while feathering their own bureaucratic nests with lavish vacations and personal gifts, including yachts paid for with your money. But KSCO was even more disturbed by the shabby treatment of KSCO and you, the entire growing KSCO audience, by our Congressman Sam Farr and his staff. One would think that given the opportunity to publicly support or oppose the tactics of this abusive agency, that a congressman would jump at the chance to do so. But instead, Sam Farr has chosen to either shine us on or, worse yet, give us all the middle finger. Perhaps Sam Farr will rethink his dissing of his entire constituency and accept our offer to appear as a guest on the next KSCO special this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on Together We Really Can Make or Break a Politician Radio, AM 1080 KSCO. Well, we have nearly 2 hours for Sam Farr to show up, either on the telephone or in the radio station here. I'm not holding my breath. I don't think it's going to happen. But if it does, I'll be pleasantly surprised. And we'll be able to talk with him about this issue, which is really coming to a head. I have three guests in the studio today, one of whom is a direct victim of of NOAA. And some time ago, I don't know how long, I don't know whether it was a year ago, 2 years ago, sometime back, we did a Saturday special with Scott Jarrett. I'm sorry.
It was a few months ago.
It was just a few months ago, you say?
A few months ago, yeah.
Okay, I got to get your mic up here. Okay,
there we go.
only a few months. So when was that? What month was that?
Oh, boy.
I think it was more than a year ago.
June, July. No, it was only a few months ago. Yeah.
Okay, all right, good. Well,
seems like a long time, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I'm clearing my throat, and you guys have coughs, so we're going to try to get through the 2 hours here and give people a whole lot of updates and information and so forth. So, Scott, basically, just to refresh what happened to you, you were fined by NOAA $500, and it grew and grew and grew because why? Just tell us the story briefly, okay?
Well, last March, me and my surf partner were out actually operating under NOAA's law, which there's an exception if you're out operating to save life or property. And, you know, it was a big day, and it was just after the Japanese tsunami. And we were out operating, and next thing we know, we were being videotaped by NOAA. And when we came in, we got a $500 fine for virtually going out and just lifeguarding each other out in the big surf. And since you know, we thought how outrageous that was, we decided to fight it, not knowing that NOAA had the ability to just raise their fine just because we said we wanted to fight it. So yeah, it just because we said, you know, we want to fight this, it jumped up to $2,500. Now if we keep,
it's sort of the opposite with a traffic ticket. If you fight it, there's a good chance it'll be reduced. With NOAA, if you fight it, there's a real good chance it's going to be increased. They're going to stick it to you, right?
Yeah, it keeps going up and up. They keep, what they do is they just keep saying, do you still want to fight it? And you say, yeah, I want to fight it. And they go, okay, now it's $4,500. Do you still want to fight it? And you go, yeah, I still want to fight it. Now it's $5,000. You know, they just keep upping it and upping it.
So what is it now with you?
Well,
100,000 or 200,000?
No, well, what happened was we actually have been contacted and have contacted some federal lawyers. And, you know, they all said, look, you know, this is the federal government you're going up against. And they've actually had a lot of experience, you know, being a federal lawyer. They said, you could have a video of yourself sitting on the couch and show up to court, and you're still going to be found guilty because it's their kangaroo court.
It's their own.
Yeah, it's their law enforcement, their lawyers, their judge. All paid for by NOAA. You know, and they actually, since what happened on the East Coast, you know, they were caught doing some very bad things on the East Coast, and Congress investigated them. They actually took away their court process, but I believe, and actually the last lawyer I talked to told me that it might have went from bad to worse. Now they've handed over their kangaroo court system to the EPA. So now the EPA would be the people that we'd be standing in front of instead of NOAA, which is worse. I mean, and they're still, you know, they're really not judges. They're administrative judges paid for by NOAA. NOAA would still be paying them. And, in fact, the superintendent right now of NOAA, Paul Michel, used to work for the EPA. So, that, you know, you can't tell me that he wouldn't be calling over there to his friends saying, you know, hey, these guys are going to come in there and, you know, do it to him. So.
Have you been listening to KSCO in the last week or so? We've had Dr. Wattenberg on, and that's what spurred this program, actually. Dr. Wattenberg saw a story and said, can this be true about a marine biologist, Karen something or other, who was Karen Black, I think is
her
name.
Karen Black, yeah.
Yeah, who was recently charged with, you know, high crimes on the sea for feeding whales.
Yeah.
I mean, I was laughing, but it's, you don't laugh at this because they're serious.
You know, and
these zealots in our government, You know, these Nazis, and I don't use that word lightly, they really are Nazis. They're Nazi-type people.
Yeah, and I, just you know, so you know, I do listen
totally
to you.
They're totally out of control.
I listen to you all the time. I listen to the station all day long while I'm at work. So I heard Mr. Wattenberg talking about that, and I actually called in to him when I heard this to kind of explain our story. And I don't think he understood what I was talking about, so I sent over a couple emails, and then the next day he was pretty much like, oh, wow, I see. Yeah. I see. And this is kind of what happened when I was talking with you. I don't think that you actually realized the scope of this, and that's really what I've been here talking about is and trying to warn people is that, you know, it doesn't matter what you do. If you enjoy the Monterey Bay or the sanctuary, anything within the sanctuary, what they're doing is affecting you. And you could be, you know, driving in your car right now or sitting on your couch, and you do not know what these people are trying to do right now. I mean, I have some outrageous stuff to tell
you. But you know what they're trying to do.
I know what they've been trying to do.
Clue us in, Scott.
Well, I mean, here's one example. Since there's, budget shortfalls, they're trying to look for new ways of making revenue. And if you, let's say you're a kayaker or a fisherman or a surfer or
scuba diver
or, I mean, what a boater, it doesn't matter. If you do anything within the National Marine Sanctuary, what they wanted to do was have a special permit for you. So if you surf, they would have, you'd have to go into, you know, one of the local surf shops, fill out an application, pay for a permit for the year to go surfing. And if some law enforcement walked up and said, let me see your permit, and you didn't have one, that would just be an additional revenue for them. Same thing with kayakers.
So that's proposed or that's happening?
No, this is something that they've been working on secretly, and some people found out about this and pretty much went to them and said, no, you're not going to do this. It's not in their authority to, you know, to regulate like that and to look for new ways of making money off of the public. I mean, that's so hopefully it's not something that's going to happen because some people found out and have stopped it. But this is the kind of stuff that they're doing.
Okay. Now let's see. We have Oscar Braun and Joe Shaughnessy also in the studio with us, but we have a telephone guest that we want to. Bring on right now because he doesn't have a whole lot of time to be with us. So we're going to bring on Roger Pasquire, who is a friend of mine and a former broadcaster, owned a station, a very, very successful station that he sold a number of years ago. And Roger heard what we were going to be doing today. He sent me an email and said, hey, I've got some information for you. So, hey, people are coming out of the woodwork, you know, with horror stories about Noah. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Roger has met recently with Sam Farr, whom we hoped would join us here on the program today, which I'm not holding my breath that will happen. But yeah, Roger, you're chuckling here. Before we start with you, just let me put out. Let me tell you what. Who the hell do I think I am in KSCO to demand that our congressman, be on the radio with us? I mean, that's not what's happening here at all. What's happening is that we put this. It wasn't a demand. It was a request. That given what was going on here, it would be nice to have a comment from our congressman. We put this out, on his position about these tactics of this out of control government agency, or perceive. Maybe he'll tell us it's not out of control. But unlike any other time we've ever, you know, reached out for our congressman Sam Farr, we've just been given the total cold shoulder, as I understand. Other news media has been given the cold shoulder. It's sort of like, hey, it's a real thorn in their side, and they're not even gonna respond one way or another. They just hope it's gonna go away. I got news for you, Sam, and I got news for you, your staff of your congressional office. The fact that you have dissed us and I'm not talking about just KSCO, I'm talking about everybody in the media. You refuse to come out for or against these tactics. You refuse to get back to us and give us the courtesy of a yes, I'll appear, or no, I won't, or yes, I'll appear at a certain... I told Rosie, I gave instructions to our executive producer here at KSCO that we want Sam Farr on so badly that if he's busy, and congressmen people get busy, I mean, that's reasonable. If he just wasn't able to join us via telephone or live in the studio here today, fine. You know, when can we do it? We'll suspend our other program. We'll work on his schedule. Nothing. Not a word. Except when she would reach his press secretary, whom I understand has had a very good working relationship with our station for many years, you just get the cold shoulder. There's something fishy going on, ladies and gentlemen. There's something that absolutely stinks, and we're going to get to the bottom of this, Sam Farr. You better watch your ass, okay? So, anyhow, Roger, what do you know? You apparently met with Sam Farr recently.
I met with him on Tuesday, actually,
and it was about NOAA.
Yes, it was okay. About NOAA. And
how do you rate? And we don't. That's amazing.
Well, I write a lot of letters, and have been writing a lot of letters for about the last year and a half to not only Congressman Farr, but to the head of NOAA, to the Coastal Commission, and other people. In fact, went up to Watsonville a couple months back and spoke to the Coastal Commission about a decision they made that revolved around NOAA. You know, in Pacific Grove here, we have the NOAA center or building where they do a lot of their research, which was given to the city of Pacific Grove in a turnover back in 2002. And this is an area out by Asilomar. A lot of people probably recognize it as the Coast Guard building or the Coast Guard area out there. The back nine and all that was turned over to the city under very strict rules, and Sam Farr was part of this. He was the person behind it and very helpful in getting that done. But part of the whole idea was that the area out here was supposed to be turned over and then basically reconstituted back into its original environment. All of the ice plant had to be taken out. All of the native plants had to be put back in. And it was supposed to stay a totally natural, sort of wild and woolly area out here by Point Pinos. And, there was a fight over that building. And the Coast Guard wanted it. And anyway, NOAA ended up getting it. And proceeded to then begin its own environmental havoc on this area. First of all, and what's unbelievable is NOAA here, you know, is supposed to be the big environmental group. They're out there saving our marine sanctuary and everything. They come in here with this building that here's an environmental area, right? They want to put it all back into its natural state. I mean, the last thing you want to do is have some kind of a building stand out right in the middle of this as a sore thumb. What do? They had, I guess, they had a bunch of the Obama money that came out of Washington in 2009 or so, and took $120,000 and had this very garish mural painted on the building of whales, colorful, you know, super colorful, not something that blends in, but just a huge, like, comic book type of mural painted on the building.
Well, art is in the eye of the beholder, but $120,000, yeah, you know, I mean, that just sounds insane to me.
It was a lot of money. And, you know, you think of what things could have been spent on, I guess. And a lot of people say it's a beautiful mural, and it is sort of unique and nice, but it does make the building stand out. But then, in 2010, apparently they had some more money to spend and decided they needed lighting. And instead of going in and putting in very low lights, very subdued lights, they put up 26-foot poles with solar panels on the top that looked sort of like a landing pad out of Close Encounters. That is absolutely unbelievable, and basically did it saying that they needed to do it for security purposes, homeland security purposes. And it made the building stand out even further. It didn't make it subdued and not look, you know.
Okay, so we know they're hypocrites. We know that. But so I'm dying to know what your meeting with Sam Farr was about, how you were received and what you were asking of him and what you got.
Well, and just one more thing. Then they decided to start doing slash and burn on all the trees out there. They started cutting all the trees down. All of this done without any Coastal Commission permits, without any notice to the city. They just went ahead and did it. They just are the federal government. We can do whatever we want. The Coastal Commission, then they sent it up there. The Coastal Commission went along with it, actually saying that it wasn't an environmental, it was low impact. I mean, these are places out here where if you put up a fence or you plant any ice plant, you're, threatened with government action by the Coastal Commission. So unbelievable that this all has taken place at NOAA. So we were writing letters. Finally, Sam has been in town this past week, apparently. So, they invited me over, and out of nowhere, the city showed up, too. And
Wait a minute. They invited you over.
They invited me over to Salinas to have a meeting with Sam.
Because you had tried to get in touch with him, and he wasn't in the
we had called. We had talked. I had called many times to say, Sam, what's going on out here? What's with NOAA? How are they getting away with this kind of stuff? You know, this is supposed to be a replaced in its natural environment, not made into an eyesore.
Yeah.
And so finally, his director over there, Bonnie Van Zeiss, said, hey, look, Sam's going to be in town. He wants to meet with you. And so I got over there, and so a representative from the city was there also. And we sat down, and Sam basically agreed that it was a terrible thing, that this was an awful thing, and that he was going to do something about it. Now, it's only been a week. I mean, I can't say that Sam isn't doing anything about it.
So, well, one thing he could have done was appear on this program and get some more horror stories besides yours.
Well, this is the situation. I mean, I think that Sam was shocked by it. I mean, he is... If there's anybody environmental, it's him, and I'm certainly not somebody that's, an environmental kook going out there and looking under everybody's, carpet for dust or whatever.
Scott Jarrett, one of our guests in the studio here, handed me a several-page long letter that was written on October 12th, 2011, written to Sam Farr. I don't know if you received a response. You did?
No. There's actually... No... I've had an interesting reaction from their staff, but hopefully I'll have a meeting with him and some other government officials that are also concerned about what they're doing with us, the big wave surfing community.
I invite you to have that meeting live on the air on KFCO. I think we'd all like to hear it.
Yeah,
Tell us when that'll happen. We'll suspend programming. That's how important this is.
That's awesome. Yeah, I would love to have him on the air and explain. Especially, I mean, I also have a letter from Sam Farr, and I'll give it to you, and I'll let you read it. But this is a little thing explaining what he wanted the sanctuary and NOAA, how he wanted to see them operate, and apparently they haven't done that. And
So he did. This is from January 31st, 2002.
Yeah, that letter there is just explaining to the superintendent some things that he wanted to see the sanctuary do, as far as not being an over-regulatory agency and not kicking out any kind of users.
All right, so what you're saying here is that what's highlighted. I'll read this little paragraph. This is written from Sam Farr. In January of 2002, to someone named William Duros, Superintendent Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary in Monterey, California. And it's several pages long, but you have highlighted, or presumably you have highlighted, the paragraph that says, Sam is saying, it is vitally important that the local sanctuary management create the flexibility in their new management plan to work closely with user groups to collaboratively develop common sense management approaches that meet the goals of the sanctuary's resource protection mandate. The sanctuary should use this flexibility to avoid assuming the role of uncompromising regulatory entity. The perception that the sanctuary is needlessly adding to the federal bureaucracy or is becoming an unresponsive or redundant permitting agency creates frustration among groups that would otherwise be willing to make significant voluntary efforts to help the sanctuary further their goals. Well, this is can't argue with that. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, but the question is, does he feel that way still? Because yeah. the actions of Noah.
Here it is 10 years later.
And Noah's doing the exact opposite than what the congressman asked him to do.
Right, and the congressman doesn't seem to care. Because I know Roger only talked to him a week ago. But you wrote to him on October 12th, so that's 3 months ago.
Yeah, and I would like to tell everybody, I mean, you know, I'm hopeful that we will have this meeting, but I got to tell you, it's been a very interesting road. You know, it started by me going down to the Santa Cruz office, and I don't know whoever his manager is down there, but she was one of the rudest people that I've ever met in my life.
Why do you think?
I went in there to talk about the sanctuary, and just within seconds started talking down to me and pretty much trying to make me out like I was just an idiot down there, just bothering her. And she was kind of like just brushing me out of her face. And I ended up just getting up and walking away mid conversation from her because I couldn't take the way she was treating me.
Something must have set her off. I mean, could there have been any
set her off
in your demeanor that made you think, you were disrespecting her or something? I'm trying to give her the benefit.
No. What ended up happening is I sat down at the table with her and I said, I want to talk about the sanctuary and how Noah is out of control. And as soon as I said that Noah was out of control, she actually started going on the offensive. And she actually started defending them before we even started our conversation. It was just like, and then as soon as I kept talking, she just, everything got
escalated.
Like I
said, there's something fishy. There's something that stinks here.
Yeah,
there's
absolutely.
Sam Farr is not his politics are exactly the opposite of mine, pretty much. And of my mother Kay's. And maybe or maybe not among people here at the radio station, but we have always been over backwards. The man has always been a gentleman to us, and we've always been gentlemen back, you know, and gentle ladies, if you will. So something is very, very strange. Like you're relating your issue, your very, very strange issue experience at the Santa Cruz office of Congressman Farr. And Rosemary Chalmers, our program director here at KSCO, has always had a very close working relationship with Congressman Farr's office. All of the staff people have been very cooperative and very nice to us. But there's something about this issue, Noah, that turns these people into monsters. Or into people who just diss us and diss you, the public that put them in charge and gave them their jobs. Boy, I mean, I'm telling you. Yeah, go ahead, Roger.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I think Sam is concerned about this.
Why doesn't he have the courtesy to respond to us and say, yeah, I'll be on the radio, but I can't do it this Saturday. I'm doing other things. We'll do it some other time. And we've given him the whole week since Monday to do that. Rosie has been in touch with the office half a dozen times. They just do not respond. They say fill out a form on the website. That's never happened before, you know. Which our production manager Bill Graff did. And everybody is saying they're incredulous. They're saying something has happened to Congressman Farr's office here. Something is really, really strange. And
one of the things is I think that this is an agency, and like your guest there said, that is out of control. That has gained so much power in a vacuum that's underneath the radar, and we don't even understand the power that these guys are trying to exert. And even a Congressman Farr, who's been in there for years, and you would think who has the voice or has the ear of the president and has the ear of everybody in Congress for certain, it's just amazing. I think he feels befuddled by the whole thing and the fact that it is.
Then let him say it.
Well,
instead of hide.
I understand what you're saying there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They're being found out and they don't like it.
Yeah, the light is being shined on the cockroaches. And we're going to continue to do our part to shine this. It ain't going to go away. It's going to get stronger and stronger and stronger until this agency is taken down. Until all of the people in the government who think they're special, you know, they realize they're just like us. They're nothing special. Anyhow, don't get me.
Well, you'd think they'd want to at least be nice neighbors and not come in and destroy an area and make it look like crap. I mean, that's unbelievable. That just doesn't make sense, especially with what they're supposed to be doing. They should have some idea.
I'm hoping that this just won't be a bashing NOAA session here, because I'm hoping there's someone listening, if not Congressman Farr. I don't expect that he would be listening, but someone from his office or someone from NOAA or someone who has a different perspective will call 479-1080 in Area 831 or email me, mz@ksco.com, because we want to have your perspective too, and we will treat everybody with the respect and dignity that everybody should be treated with. So Roger, thank you so much. You want to stay on with us here a little bit, or
I can stay on a little bit longer.
Okay. Let me introduce Oscar Braun and Joe Shaughnessy, both representing an organization called California Watershed Posse. Now, these guys have been on with us before on a Saturday special that was well more than a year ago, talking about an initiative that they're trying to get on the ballot. And tell us a little bit about that initiative, and then also share with me what the connection is, because you have some personal NOAA stories of your own, Oscar, and I think you might too also, Joe. So go ahead, Oscar Braun.
Be glad to. Thank you. And my voice is a little bit deeper than normal. I'm just getting over a chest cold, so I'll do the best I can.
Okay, you sound great.
I'll start with my background. I'm a native of California, born right here in San Francisco, and essentially have lived on the peninsula all my life. And in 1970, I got involved in diving. And I was a regional manager that included Hawaiian Islands, and I think like in January, February of 1970, I found a dive and I immediately fell in love with it. And over the years, to this current date, I've had over 5,300 hours at depth. An instructor, a research diver, and I've been all over the world. And in 1995, I formed a dive operation. I was the first one to do it on the internet. And it was called Oscar Knows International Dive Travel Guide. And we could provide dive enthusiasts how to hook up and get on dive boats all over the world. Little mom-and-pop operations. That's the way the industry was, especially in the 70s. And, excuse me. And that was in 1995 I did that. And in 1995, I went to what is known as the Diving Equipment Marketing Association, which is the trade group for the dive industry. And it's a very big multi-billion dollars. And the keynote speaker that year at that particular convention was Ron Brown. This was during the Clinton administration. Before he died, correct. But he was he was the Secretary of Commerce in the early portions of the Clinton administration. He was killed in Bosnia in a flight. His plane went down. And he was lost.
Along with one of his, a local person here.
Darling boy.
Yeah, yeah. Adam. I think his name is Adam Darling. And, it was a horrible tragedy. And Hillary Clinton, the first lady, came here to attend the funeral of Adam.
Yeah. Well, I remember it all well. And the purpose, he was the keynote speaker for this four-day convention. And the purpose that he was there was to ask for the dive industry support for the National Sanctuary program, which was really had gotten off the ground in 1990, I believe. And the last and largest sanctuary to be created was the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary. Anyway, I was the speaker that followed him. And after that, we got together. And he asked me if he knew I was living in Half Moon Bay. He says, if I would really get involved and support the water quality protection program, which was just being initiated by NOAA. And I brought with me today a brochure. And I said, yeah. So what I did is in 1995, shortly after this meeting, I incorporated the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary Foundation. And for the purpose of being part of this water quality protection program. And we distributed tens of thousands of these clean water guides in the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary. And I just wanted to have your listeners know what the coalition was made up of. The Water Quality Protection Program is a coalition of 27 federal, state, and local agencies, public groups, representatives from agriculture and the boating community, and business working to develop and carry out long-term, proactive water quality management plans for the sanctuary region. The program's goals are to address existing water quality pollution problems and prevent the kind of expensive water pollution crises that have happened in other areas. So that was like inviting me to do something that is the passion of my life. And so we set up our foundation, and our domain address, if you went online, to, you know, was saveourbay.org, which is quite known. And over the years, we have worked not only with the federal government, but all levels of government and the community at large in promoting the protection of our water resources, both the marine as well as the other. What has evolved, what we're talking about here today regarding NOAA, frankly, is the exact same thing that has happened with all government agencies and what is usually referred to as broadly as the administrative state. Those are all those bureaucracies, the EPA, the CARB, the California Air Resource Board, you know, so all different levels there. And these agencies are created by, of course, our representatives, Congress or our assembly, et cetera, and they are there to help implement these statutes. Well, they take on a life of their own. A good example would be the Coastal Commission. Okay, they end up being unconstitutional because they act as legislative, judicial, and administrative branches. There's no checks and balances, and they're doing things that are far beyond what they were ever meant to do. But most importantly, and from my perspective, unconstitutional. 2 years ago, the first time we were on the show, that was the first time we had written this initiative. And the name of our political action committee, which we had to create because, again, the California Watershed Posse is literally certified by the state, and we're the only private sector, nonprofit, coordinated resource management and planning council for the state. Otherwise, the very things that NOAA talks about is what we do for a living. And I have been certified by the EPA and all the federal and state agencies as being authority on both national or federal laws, NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, and also the California Environmental Quality Act. So I wrote this initiative is to stop all these abuses. And quite candidly, here in California, if it's adopted, we will be able to, you know, use our air and our water and our land and our natural resources. And all those things have been taken away from us at all levels of government, with, of course, the federal government in front of. So the Water for Fighting PAC, which has been in existence since 2005, that's the sole mission, and that is what this is all about.
So... what is the status of that initiative? Is it? Do you have the signatures that you need? Or are you pretty close? Or?
The Attorney General's office released the title and summary November the 23rd. So that means that we have 150 days. We have until April the 17th in order to amend our California Constitution if this is passed. We are amending the Constitution with the first 10 amendments of the U.S. Constitution. Otherwise, we're taking the Bill of Rights that is in our U.S. Constitution, and we are amending it into our California Constitution. It's the first time it's been done in history here in the United States, and So it's not radical. I mean, if you believe in our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, then, you know, you want to do it here in California. But what I have done, I have added to the Ninth Amendment. And in the Ninth Amendment of the Constitution, it says, look, all the unalienable rights that we have here in America, you know, in which this country were founded on, the rights that were given to us by God, our Creator, okay, can't possibly be listed because there's just too many of them. So what I've done is I've listed some additional unalienable rights that had not been previously. And as the Legislative Analyst Office has said, we are limiting the area in which government, California government, can create laws and regulations. And as far as the use, again, the use of air, water, land, and natural resources, those are off limit. And we can talk more specifically or answer questions.
It would seem to me that you would have no trouble getting support for your initiative, but you need to get more publicity on it. I mean, there's no question about it.
Well, I believe this, and just today's show, I feel like an idiot. Here I've literally spent the last 20 years focused on fighting for water and our rights to use our water rights and our land, et cetera. And here, right in my front yard, and just a few miles down the coast from Half Moon Bay, I find out that there is a congressman, and he is like all public officials, frankly, that do not want to talk about this subject, because you're talking about our rights. You're talking about our livelihood, our existence as a state. And, of course, they are destroying us, literally.
It's uncomfortable for him. It must be very uncomfortable. In fact, I said it earlier this week. I said it's a lose-lose for Sam Farr. That's probably why he doesn't want to talk about it, because anything he says is going to get him in trouble.
Well, okay? Anything, and I've never met Congressman Farr, but I'm sure that he's a good man, and his heart's in the right place. But, again, it's not Congress, you know. Just week before last, EPA came out with a whole new set of regulations regarding, you know, trucking, and the Congress had refused to turn that down. Global warming, the Congress has refused to do cap and trade. That hasn't stopped California laws and federal laws from moving forward. The agencies are running them, unelected, no constitutional power, right. But they are doing it.
That's Oscar Braun, executive director of California Watershed Posse. They've got an initiative they want to get on the California ballot. They have until
April 17th.
April to make that happen. Scott, real quick, we got to take a commercial break, but you wanted to say something here. So
yeah, you know, I just, you being a diver, probably can really appreciate. So I came across this document that was done up by NOAA officials, and what this document is it was an exploratory committee, or not even a committee, just an opinion-based scientific letter trying to find a way to kick the divers out of the Monterey Bay. And virtually it says that the divers are disturbing the kelp forests and that the divers are touching the bottom of the sanctuary. And what they were trying to do is limit, once again, the public's access to our sanctuary. And they were actually going to quarantine a huge amount of the Monterey Bay from scuba divers. And what they did is they paid these quack scientists to go out and do this opinion letter. And the scientists came up with saying that the divers were displacing like 4.5 blades of kelp every time they went diving. But nowhere in this document does it say anything about winter storms or El Nino. I mean, how much kelp gets ripped out of the ocean every time there's a winter storm? But they were just trying to find a way to get the divers out of the sanctuary. It's unbelievable to me.
It doesn't matter whether it's the Central Valley or actions that are happening in Northern California. All these federal agencies are producing such kinds of witnesses, whether it be the Delta smelt or this example.
All right, that was Joe Shaughnessy, and it's the Saturday special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. I'm MZ. Nikki James is the pilot in command and advises me that it's high time for a commercial. In fact, it's way past the high time. So we're going to take a commercial break, And stay with us, Monterey Bay, Silicon Valley, South San Francisco Bay Area, and KSCO.com land, which is the world. We have a lot more ahead, so stay with us.
My name is Mickey Phelps, executive chef at Crown Cafe and Deli Catering, powered by Scotts Valley Market. The reason we opened a deli in Capitola is because we wanted to be more mid-county so we can reach more audiences and target our catering business and really focus on our catering business. So it made it a lot easier for us to be in mid-county. Some of the popular sandwiches that we have are going to be the Mountain Man, which is a tri-tip with onion rings, bacon, and all the fixings. It's got barbecue sauce on it. And the other one is the Irish, corned beef, coleslaw on a nice marble dry with a nice Thousand Island dressing. All our sandwiches are pretty popular, and we also offer salads. Don't forget that we have outdoor seating, and we also have a nice barbecue where we barbecue every day. Nice tri-tips, curd steak, chicken, and even sausages. Crown Cafe Deli and Catering is located at 3555 Suite G, Clare's Street in Capitola in the Brown Ranch Marketplace.
If you're concerned about the rising cost of health care, we have great news today. Doctor Call 24/7. How would you like to be able to pick up your telephone anytime, day or night, 7 days a week, and actually talk to a doctor? With Doctor Call 24/7, you talk to California-licensed doctors from the comfort of your own home who can diagnose common conditions and even call in prescriptions to your own pharmacy. It's as easy as picking up the telephone. And with Doctor Call 24/7, you can also talk to naturopathic doctors, nutritionists, and even weight loss coaches. Call as often as you want, whenever you want, only $40 a month. No co-payments, no deductibles, no additional cost whatsoever. For more information, go to drcall247.com and take back control of your health and your health care. drcall247.com.
Well, I'm sure you must have heard this again and again.
What would you, if you combined the great taste of that breakfast drink Tang, along with 187 different vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, added in the healing properties of green tea?
Flowerpowerdrink.com.
Let me share with you a new tasty treat idea. Take one packet of Polymerse energy drink and pour it into a hot cup of water. That's right, a hot cup. Mmm, it tastes delicious, especially in these cold, chilly days. Or instead of a cup of coffee or tea.
Flowerpowerdrink.com.
Long-term sustained energy without the jitters. It helped people lose weight and gave more cellular nutrition than the best multivitamin known to man.
Flowerpowerdrink.com.
The natural energy drink Polymerse. Try it, you'll like it.
Flowerpowerdrink.com.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangerl. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangerl family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Howard Gilda's restaurant on Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down. It happened on the strip where the road is wide. Two cool shorts standing side by side. Yeah, a fuel injected Stingray and a 413. Revving up their engines and it sounds real mean. Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
All right, welcome back to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. MZ here with guests in the studio, Joe Shaughnessy, Oscar Braun, and Scott Jarrett. We're talking about government agency out of control, NOAA. We're going to open up the phone lines if you want to give us a call at 479-1080. Roger, you know, Roger, you've been listening nicely, but you could have been listening on the telephone, on the radio. Do you have anything to add here?
Well, I think what you're seeing here in our government, in our country right now, is what I'm scared of is that it's turning into sort of a fascist type state where the government slowly puts the power into these organizations that you think are just harmless organizations. No, I mean, what could NOAA be doing out there? They're little guys out there studying the fish, right? Yeah. But they're now like a different group. They have a different they have internal mandates that we don't really understand.
Do they have their own SWAT team yet?
And when, you know, I know you said, you know, you equated them to like the Nazis, but you're talking about the way that was all happened there, the way the government was taken over and that, the police state, that began. And that's sort of what you're seeing here when you see these types of organizations like the EPA, like the NOAA, all the
Coastal
sudden getting
Commission.
These kind of powers. Yeah. Well, you know, you can go all down the line. I mean, The thing is that we have to wake up. We have to wake up here, and we have to become aware of this. And you know, this is all part and parcel of where our president is heading us right now. That's another old story to talk about. But I appreciate you having me on the program.
You bet, Roger. And thank you so much for being for participating.
Thanks a lot.
You take care. That was Roger Pasquire. If you want to give us a call, 479-1080 is the phone number here, area 831. And our first caller is going to be Rex from Moss Landing. Rex, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Rex.
I just got the end of your conversation about the surfing community having some concerns with the National Marine Sanctuary.
Yeah,
but I didn't catch the gist of the whole thing, but I was listening to your conversation after that, and there is an advisory board that represents input from the local community. It's the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary Advisory Board, and on that board they have many seats, and one of the seats is recreation, and I was alternate on that seat, the main chair. We're both avid surfers that represent the surfing community, and basically, if you have any concerns, the advisory board usually meets once every 2 months. And there's two ways to address the concerns. Number one, you can go to the meeting, and they have open 2 or 3 minutes at the beginning of each meeting where the public at large can voice their concerns with open speaking. Or you can call on Foam Street, the National Marine Sanctuary is their main headquarters there. You can call, you can look on the website, find out where it is, and you can call on Fulton Street, see if you can get your concerns either from scuba diving or surfing committee put on the agenda. Or you can also probably get a hold of the chair of the advisory board and see that. But there's all kinds of representatives, I can't remember how many seats there are, from the general community to meet every 2 months to discuss items of importance.
Yeah, actually, since we've been ticketed, we've gone to every single advisory council meeting. In fact, I do have a large amount of the people from that committee are on my side on this. It's just NOAA absolutely, you know, they here's the thing about the SAC members is they tell them that they, want to hear what they have to advise NOAA on, but they don't actually, I mean, they just listen and nod their heads, and then they don't do anything about it. We've been going for months now, and the SAC members have been standing up and voicing their opinions, telling NOAA to stop dragging their feet because people have been dying and getting hurt, and they still won't do anything. So yeah, that's why we've been trying to get a meeting with Congressman Farr, because when people start dying and nobody wants to do anything about it, there's serious problems.
That's it for the first hour, gang. If you want, Rex, we'll hold you over to hour number two, but we've got another hour ahead of us here on the Saturday special. Talking about NOAA, it's KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It is 11 a.m. Here is CNN.
CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. Search and rescue efforts continue off the western coast of Italy after a cruise ship ran aground last evening with 4,200 people on board. Dozens are still unaccounted for. Journalist Barbie Nadeau has been speaking with passengers who were on board the Costa Concordia.
They all describe a very similar scene. They had just finished eating dinner on their cruise, the first night of the cruise, and the ship electricity went off, and they felt what they describe as a shudder as this ship literally ran aground onto the sandbar.
At least three people were killed. The ship's captain has been arrested for manslaughter and abandoning his ship. President Obama used his weekly address to urge American companies to bring overseas jobs back to the United States. He's proposing tax breaks for companies that do so.
You've heard of outsourcing. Well, this is insourcing. And in this make or break moment for the middle class and those working to get into the middle class, that's exactly the kind of commitment to country that we need.
Republicans used their weekly address to promote the Keystone Oil pipeline project. Iraq's Interior Ministry says more than 50 people were killed by a suicide bomber outside the southern city of Basra today. The attack targeted Shiite pilgrims. Denmark's queen is marking her 40th jubilee with a full weekend of celebrations. Queen Margrethe II rode through Copenhagen in a horse-drawn carriage, waving to eager crowds. A gala performance is being held in her honor tonight. She became the monarch after the death of her father in 1972. Police in Anaheim, California, have arrested a man who they believe may be tied to the murders of several homeless men in Orange County. Police say the man fled the scene of a fatal stabbing last night. This is CNN Radio.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Make saving more at Rite Aid your best resolution yet. Now through January 28th, you can earn a $20 plus up reward when you spend $100 or more on select products with your Wellness Plus card. Just look for the buy and save symbol on participating products throughout the store and circular. Start the year off with better savings at Rite Aid. Resolution rewards is another way Wellness Plus saves you more. In-store purchase Wellness Plus card only. Plus up will be printed on receipt in most markets for use on your next purchase when qualifying threshold is met. Plus up expires February 11th, 2012.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
I wrote this in June 2008, and it is timely. As we think about China and how she has so rapidly become a world presence, we may remember Napoleon's famous description, "Let China sleep, for when she awakens, she will shake the world." Today, China is not only awake, but because of her enormous population, she is or will become arguably the greatest force in the world. So despite what our sophisticated Wall Street types have to say, China is getting richer and stronger, and we are becoming weaker. Ironically, China's funds are so vested in America that if she removes those possible billions and trades them into euros, our economy may collapse. But the Pandora's box is now open, and it will never close. Why did we allow this inequity to happen? Wouldn't fair trade have been better than free trade? Fair trade means I give you 50% and you give me back 50%. Recently, I read a most intriguing article with regard to China, who is much more aggressive and aware than we are about acquiring the world's dwindling raw materials. China is now engaged in Africa, specifically the sub-Saharan countries like Mozambique, which supplies lumber, and Zambia, which supplies copper, and the Congo has a wide range of minerals, and Equatorial Guinea has oil. China, at a frantic pace, is swooping up the copper, timber, natural gas, zinc, cobalt, and you name it. Because China can see that in the foreseeable future, factoring in the recent luxury needs of China and India, plus all of Europe, Asia, and the United States, there will be a shortage of these raw materials. The awakening giant is now buying up everything that the poor sub-Saharan countries will willingly sell her. Evidently, we are either too timid, not looking ahead, asleep at the wheel, or maybe too obsessed with corrupt American politics. Well, in fact, our country is involved in the sub-Saharan countries, but not in the aggressive way that China is. We should wisely remember the forgotten word of Thomas Malthus, who said some two centuries ago, "The power of population is infinitely greater than the power in the earth to produce subsistence for all mankind." In other words, eventually, there may not be enough of the raw materials to serve all mankind. Like China, shouldn't we be more aggressive about obtaining the raw materials while they are still available? For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. We got mostly sunny today. High of about 69 with light winds. Tonight's going to be partly cloudy, low of 39 with light winds. And tomorrow it drops down to 56, partly cloudy, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Out on Monterey Bay, the east winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming south this afternoon. Wind waves about 3 feet in the morning. They'll become less than 2 with a west swell of 3 to 5 feet at 13 seconds. And tonight, southwest winds 5 knots, becoming southeast after midnight. Wind waves will be less than 2 feet. A west swell of 3 to 5 feet at 12 seconds. And out there on Sunday, the east winds 5 knots, becoming west this afternoon. Wind waves will be less than 2 feet and a west swell of 4 to 6 feet at 12 seconds. And for current temperatures, I've got Salinas at 52 degrees. It is 54 in Watsonville. Monterey's at 63. We are at 57 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSEO Studios. And for your King of the Hill traffic update, nothing to report right now. If you see something out there, you can call me at 475-1080. The did I already say the official time? Well, let's say it again. It's 11:08 and 15 seconds on this Saturday, the 14th of January. Up next, the second hour, Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSEO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
If you said it 6 times, it wouldn't make it any less official.
Yeah, you know. You just start talking and forget what you say, blah, blah, blah. Right?
All righty. Well, I don't know how many phone calls we're going to get, but we're going to hour 2 is going to be mostly phone calls to 479-1080 in area 831. Stand by here. Hold on, you guys. We're on the air here. So let's see. Our next well, to make it official here, let's just start it off officially here.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but.
All right. During the break, I was literally made ill by something that I was told. I used to be a scuba diver many years ago. I'll tell you the story.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Circa 1974-75, my brother Lou and I used to go down to Point Lobos, Monastery Beach, Carmel River Beach, so the favorite dive areas, every weekend, sometimes twice, sometimes Saturday and Sunday. And we would do this, go with friends. We had a diving boat together, one of these Zodiac inflatables with a nice outboard motor. and had the times of our lives. It was great. And one of the favorite places we used to go was Whaler's Cove at Point Lobos National Reserve. Beautiful. I mean, if you dive, you know, deep enough and in the right parts of Point Lobos back then, I'm talking again 74, 75, you can get some, you can see some beautiful coral foundation. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but yeah, what'd you say, Oscar?
Hundreds of times. It's the most spectacular, one of the most spectacular dives here in, yeah, on the coast.
And I was made sick just a few minutes ago when you guys told me that I'm sort of a wuss. I made the mistake of going to Grand Cayman to go diving, you know, in 80 degree plus weather, clear water, back in December of 75. And I don't think I've had the guts to go into the cold water since then.
The clearest and longest visibility in the world, Caymans.
And what happened was that I was shocked to hear what you just told me, that you need a permit to go there, and you're lucky if you get if you can get in with without having to wait at least 90 days to go diving at Point Lobos. I cannot believe that. And all this has happened. It's happened quite a while ago, actually, apparently. Am I right?
That's correct. No, the as far as making reservations and everything, that's been going on for at least 20 years. But what has happened over time, they have fewer and fewer people. They'll say, well, we're letting only Saturday and weekends, only 12 a day, you know, and then reduce it. Well, it's not going to work out this weekend for whatever reasons. So there's one, there's the reservations, and two, they start adding fees. But this is regarding all access. You know, we have, under the Coastal Act, we have to have access to our waters, our beaches, right? That's get through the layer one. And who lays out the laws for that? The Coastal Commission. And then you have now the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary, which is being administered by NOAA. And they've come up with layers and layers. But shortly,
So guys like Sam Farr are pretty much responsible for getting what sounded like a great idea at the time. I supported it. I mean, how can you not support, you know, preserving something special in the environment and so forth? But what has it become? That's what's really scary here. And it makes me wonder whether this was by design or if it's just gotten to be so out of control that even guys like Farr are just, they don't know what to do. So they do nothing.
Well, they are powerless. They are powerless because, again, the activities of all federal agencies, and I'm not just talking about, NOAA, but you could take the EPA and all these various agencies, state agencies. You have the Water Quality Protection Boards. You have the Coastal Commission. You have State Fish and Game. You have U.S. Fish and Wildlife. All these agencies are out there, and what the people think are laws, they're actually implementing their policies, okay? But no one has the ability, as our guest speaker today said, no one has the ability to fight them. They say, well, you know, you've broken one of our laws, $500 fine. Oh, you're protesting that? Well, that's a $5,000 fine. They have the ability to literally bankrupt you, but the reason that they're doing it, and this is all federal agency, but NOAA is the most notorious, is that their funding, to fund their agency, now has to come from fines and permits, costs and fees that they're assessing.
Yeah.
So there's a method to their, you know, madness.
Okay. The phone number, if you want to participate, is 479-1080. Did I promise someone, was it Alan? Did we have Alan?
No, it was Rex.
Oh, it was Rex. Okay, so Rex left. So there's Alan and Soledad, but we'll take his call. But oh, my God, we have God himself on the radio. Not Sam. No. Sam didn't call. Wait a minute. I got to do this right. How do I do this here? This brand new board here. Computer A. Okay, you got to do this. Here we go. Brad Kava from Patch, you're on.
MZ, you're doing a great job. What a great host.
Okay.
And Scott Jarrett, you know, sometimes Scott can come off a little obsessed on this stuff, but he is a hero for it because somebody has to be, what did Barry Goldwater say? Moderation and, oh, come on, somebody help me on that one.
Moderation and defense of liberty?
Oh, okay.
Oh, radicalism.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Is no vice.
So, right. So that's Scott Jarrett. I mean, he's fighting the good fight for people, and they don't even know it. But he's taking the risk of a $100,000 fine to fight this government agency that's out of control. And we can't even get our congressman to listen to us or comment on us.
Yeah, now you were surprised about that, maybe even more so than I was, huh?
Yeah, well, I met him face to face, Sam Farr, and I pulled out the Dan Rather stuff that you guys know about, the $100 million slush fund, and the millions spent taking judges to Malaysia and buying cars and yachts. And I said, Sam, can I get a comment on this? This is obviously going on in Congress with congressional hearings on it. He said, oh, I don't really know about it. I'll get back to you. And then I tried for months to get him to get back to me, and it still hasn't happened.
Wow.
Well, they just don't want to talk about it because what they have to tell the public, it's beyond their control. The, our representatives
either
are
that,
representatives.
Either that or they're part of it themselves.
Well, they are part of it.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? Who's a part of it? We're all part of it. Who you know, we elect all these officials, regardless of party, you know. And, you know, we elect them. And when they don't represent us, but look at the oath of office for a congressman or for a senator, anybody for public office, the oath of office is to swear and to protect allegiance to the Constitution, not to their particular party affiliation, whether it's Democrat or Republican. And that is what we've totally abandoned, starting with our president and all our representatives have abandoned our constitutional rights, and the people are being quashed. And we do live in like a banana republic now, and I don't recognize my California. I don't recognize it at all. And I can tell you, listeners, that I've been involved with NOAA for over 17 years, and after the first 3 years that I was with them, I could see where it was all going. And now they are completely off the charts constitutionally. And they are destroying. They are destroying.
And Sam seems to be condoning this by not openly decrying it and opposing it, right? I mean, that's the way I look at it.
Absolutely. He is as guilty as if he was the head of NOAA's agency.
Has your impression of our congressman lessened?
I liked Sam Farr until this, and now I'm really disappointed that he won't talk about it. And here's what I find interesting. If you look back on the East Coast, it's one place you'll see Barney Frank and Scott Brown united. They both condemn NOAA for being arrogant, for shredding documents, for not responding to the needs of the people, for being running amok and nobody stopping them. I don't understand why these people aren't in jail, frankly.
Yeah. Sam Farr, why won't you call us?
Hey, and thanks for all your support there, Brad. And, hey, just so you know, I was just telling MZ about my fanatical stuff going on with Noah, and I was explaining to him how quiet I was. But, you know, I was never been a vocal person about a whole lot of, you know, anything until this. And I was telling him how it just took this agency, you know, the arrogance of them to come after us for trying to be safe and lifeguard each other out in the water, and actually the whole big wave surf community. And that's really what, you know, turned me fanatical against them. And I feel like it's my job now to, you know, tell everybody. I feel like Paul Revere riding through the streets telling the people that the redcoats are coming, and, you know, people are sitting in their houses not listening. I hope with you know, my situation and the lady with the, what's her name, Karen Black, I forget her name. Yeah, I hope, you know, people start paying attention to what's going on. You know, one thing I wanted to talk about with what was going on with Mrs. Black is, you know, supposedly she fed a whale and they raided her house and took all of her, you know, they just went through everything. They ransacked her house. And this is over supposedly feeding a whale. Well, just a few months ago when the whales were going through town, you know, there was all kinds of people on stand-up paddle boards and kayaks out harassing the whales. And apparently two boats hit whales and NOAA did nothing. There's a Marine Mammal Protection Act out there to protect these mammals and nothing happened. Yet a bunch of guys that surf 50 and 60 foot waves go out and want to protect themselves from dying and we're made into criminals. It's just... You know, and for feeding a whale, you're made a criminal. This is, I mean, I almost feel like I live in the bizarro world where right is wrong and wrong is right. It's amazing to me.
Hey Brad, do you think all the people who have unconditionally voted for Sam Farr might have second thoughts now over something like this or nothing? What do you think?
Well, let's get him on the record. I mean, that still has to be done. Maybe he'll take a side. I mean, surely he comes out with his hand out when it's time to get elected, and that's when we get them saying the things we want to hear. Maybe that time will come.
And he's up for re-election, I think, again this year. Am I right?
With all of them.
Yeah.
I hope so.
All of them, every two years.
Yeah, so of course.
November, so. They're all up, as is our assembly, our state assembly, all the assemblymen, and a third of all senators, both federal and state.
Hey, Brad, one thing I wanted to ask you. Is there any new things that you've dug up on NOAA? I know that you've been given some little tidbits, Chase. Have you found out any? Dug into any of that?
I've got some great stories coming up, but I don't want to telegraph them to NOAA because you know they're listening. They tried to buy my show, Michael. Did you know that?
No.
They asked how much it would cost for the 2 hours I had Scott on one time.
Uh huh.
So I set him a fee, $5,000. I'd make him a tape. They didn't get back to me.
Nice.
Because that's what they charge.
We'll do it for a whole lot less on the Saturday special.
Yeah.
We'll do it for free because I really want to talk to those.
But we've got Scott. I've got some things coming out that I'll bring out on KSCO and on Patch, and they have to do with more abuses of money. These guys have been spending millions of your tax dollars. Things that are going to shock you.
Well, maybe they can have a budget for us. We'll take some. We'll be happy to take some of it, but it's not going to change our opinion of them.
Right.
You know, I mean, maybe we can get Brad. We should get some of that budget. You know, we should.
Yeah. I mean,
it would help your favorite radio station. It would help everybody's favorite radio station. Money doesn't grow on trees around there. Apparently, it does with NOAA.
Yeah.
You know, and if they've actually tried to buy, your program on KSCO, maybe they'll try to buy mine, or maybe they'll try to be
maybe they'll try to buy your station.
We'll be happy to take some of their money, but and let them have their say. But the funny thing is that we'll be happy to do that without taking their money.
Be careful, you've got your antennas in their water out here.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that could be that. In fact, I was noticing you had some shell on your new table here. They might actually raid your facility and confiscate your new desktop here.
Uh huh. Okay.
Hey, Brad. One last thing. Hey, you just did a story. Did you want to maybe tell anybody who didn't hear about the latest story? What happened at Mavericks a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I'm interested in that. I'm trying to round up some of those surfers too. So there was the actor Gerard Butler who had to get carried out after getting pounded on a wave. And we don't know for sure, but they're using jet skis. We know that. So we got to assume that a jet ski saved the guy's life.
Illegally, yeah.
I can attest to that. My ranch literally overlooks Mavericks. I mean, it's just orchestra streets.
Wow.
And they use frequently out there, and they have for some years, the jet skis for, rescues. It's divers have dive masters, safety divers. And so do surfers.
Exactly.
Now, of course, Mavericks, you know, that's where you get those walls, those mountains, 60 feet waves. It is the premier diving location in the world. And NOAA, over the last 10 years, has just shut it down. And now the public's not only being denied access with their personal watercraft, but now their lives are being put at risk because of what the actions of NOAA. But there's something that we can do about that.
What?
And we can do about it.
What?
Is to get this initiative that I'm circulating now on the ballot. So if you want to vote on, you know, resecuring your rights to our wonderful Pacific Ocean out here in our bays and your water, go to waterforfighting.org or cabillofrights.org. And you'll see the initiative. It's a very easy initiative to read. It's only about two-thirds of a page in length. And all the information, the analysis from the legislative analyst as to just exactly what it does. And what it does, according to the legislative analyst, is that it will reduce California government's ability to perform regulations and will also stop the fees or taxes on the use of air, water, land, and natural resources. And that comes straight from the state's an analyst who's that's his mandate. So we can restore, and that's what we're doing, restoring our fundamental constitutional rights.
What happens when it gets voted, when it gets on the ballot, it passes, and then the, some judge declares it illegal, like 187? Then what happens?
I can tell you about that. You know, the it took Proposition 13 14 years to reach the Supreme Court. And, you know, could have been the Supreme Court had found not in its favor. Fortunately, it chose in favor of a Proposition 13. And at that point, I think people in California would maybe have made the things even stronger, passed legislation protecting what they gained through Proposition 13. In any case, if it had gone down, California would have had 14 years of relief. And, hell, if we can get this for 10 years, I think California could use some relief right about now. But I think Californians are wise enough to choose this.
The fact of the matter is this, is what we're doing is incorporating the Bill of Rights from the U.S. Constitution into our California Constitution. And we are revealing additional unalienable rights, which are found under the Ninth Amendment. Okay? And that the Ninth Amendment has never been challenged or overturned in the history of our nation.
Okay.
It's like overturn the Ninth and Tenth Amendment of the
Brad
U.S. Constitution.
Brad Kaba, thank you for calling in today. We appreciate that very much. Our next caller is Mike in King City. Mike, thanks for calling KSCO. You're on the air.
Thank you.
Wait a second. Yeah, go ahead.
You had mentioned earlier you read a letter our congressman wrote in 2002.
Yes.
And when I hear career politicians put stuff out like that, I consider that more of a preemptive record.
Exactly.
Because they base everything not in reality, not on action, but what is stated in the record. And I think the operative words in there were when he used should and also perceive. Should is a very wimpy way of saying he can play both sides of the fence at that point. But perceive, he didn't care about what their actions were. And it's almost a tacit acknowledgement of he knew what was coming down the road, and he got on the record before all this stuff really started kicking in.
Mike, I don't know if you've called in before, but I have just concluded now that you are an extremely intelligent caller.
I haven't, but I will take that compliment.
Okay, great.
And I want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
It's also the same congressman. In 2010, he had a town hall meeting here in King City. And I had asked him a question. It was regarding health care, and I hate to get off topic, but I asked him where in the Constitution he found the authority. His answer was, at the end of the Pledge of Allegiance, in the phrase, and justice for all. So if you want to know where he's coming from, that is the point of view he looks at life.
Well, that's not unusual. Unfortunately, there are too many representatives, and Congressman Farr evidently is one of them. He doesn't know that his oath of office doesn't talk about the last few words of that. You know, the oath of office says that they swear allegiance to uphold and support the U.S. Constitution. Nothing else. It's as simple as that.
Well, before we get off that topic here, a lot of people were irritated at. I was actually quite impressed that Sam Farr put on a series of town hall meetings to discuss the Obamacare when it was, you know, before it became law, when it was being debated. I thought that was great until I attended those meetings. We broadcast, I believe, every one of them, maybe except one. We broadcast them live. And when I was either listening to a broadcast or attending one here in Santa Cruz, and he announced at the very beginning, he says, I'm not here to, I'm just letting you all know I'm voting for this, no matter what. And the only reason I'm here is to convince you all that this is a good thing that I'm about to vote for. He wasn't interested in anything anybody had to say who might have opposed it.
Well, that tells you everything that you need to know about this particular congressman, okay?
Yeah.
A 2,700-page bill that was unread, and even the Speaker of the House, Pelosi, said at the time, well, we'll have to pass it before we find out what's in it. My initiative, if it gets put on the ballot, will nullify the Obamacare. Otherwise, it will have no legal standing in the state of California. Why? Because there's no authority in the Constitution for the federal government to require people to buy anything, including health care insurance. So right. That's just as simple as that. I think that we have to ask all our elected officials throughout the state, all our elected officials, whether they support this initiative or not. Are they with us? Or with against this? All this initiative does, and again, you folks can read it at waterforfighting.org or cabillofrights.org. You can read it for yourself. It's only 2/3 of a page. The language clear and unambiguous, and you can also get the explanation from the state analyst's office, which is spot on. So are they for the for our constitutional rights, or are they against them?
Real simple. Hey, Mike in King City, thanks for calling the KSCO Saturday Special. That opens up a line at 479-1080 if you want to give us a call. Alan in Soledad, thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Well, I've been bated breath, guys. I'm here screaming at my radio because I saw Sam Farr do so many things that was just corrupt as far as I'm concerned. His honesty is just totally missing. You know, I was at several of his town hall meetings, too, and he avoids the topic with pleasure. He's a one-worlder. And, folks, I want to say something. I read this initiative. I know who Oscar and Joe are. This is the people need to look at this thing. It is the shortest, most powerful text that can literally hit the reset button in California. It's 1/3 of a page, people. It's 1/3 of a page. And the paragraphs, the text in this is so powerful. It will literally hit the reset button for California. This is about the people versus the bureaucracy. And this is how we can turn California around. Our state has some of the worst economy in the country. And I believe that this one initiative can turn the state around. And I believe that once that this hits the ballot, and I believe that it will, once this hits the ballot, other states will adopt very much of what this is doing. Because it gives the people the power and keeps the bureaucrats from imposing their elitist will on the people. It gives us back our rights. And this very short initiative has so much in it for everybody. It even has stuff in it for people who believe in naturopathic medicines. It limits the power of the government and the bureaucrats more than anything I've ever seen. People need to read this thing.
Wow, I'm going to do it as soon as I can.
Thank you for the plug, yeah. Alan. You know, I say how brief my initiative is. It's only about a half a page with a versus 2,700. I am also a candidate for the to run as for U.S. Senate here in California against Feinstein, and my platform is Restore California Now. But our Constitution, our U.S. Constitution, is less than 2 pages in length.
May I ask you a personal question?
Surely.
Are you rich? Do you have a lot of money?
As I sit here, I am currently in Chapter 11. And the reason I'm in Chapter 11 reorganizing, I'm in bankruptcy, is because the federal and state governments took away our water rights on our ranch. And a ranch that was appraised at $15 million in 2001 was just reappraised about 7 weeks ago for $355,000. What I paid for raw land. And I am just one of tens of thousands of people that have lost their land and their water rights and their property rights And now they're taking away our rights to access our water, to use our natural resources.
What'd you say, Alan and Soledad?
This is a common theme of today's show. It's the people who have had it enough. We're tired of what the government has done to us. We're tired of taking our rights from us. We're tired of shoving us out of our water, off of our forests, off of our land. These are people who have already experienced these traumas, and they're stepping up for every one of the rest of us who won't have to endure some of this grief that these guys have already done. You know, one thing that people can do, I mean, this initiative only has 7 signatures on it per page. And I know that Oscar is distributing these tablets that have, I think, 50 pages of initiative, Oscar?
There's 50 petitions per tablet, and there's 7 signatures per petition. So you can order a tablet online by going to the websites that I've mentioned, waterforfighting.org or California, CABillOfRights.org. And we have a fulfillment service that's coming out of Gilroy called Rush Order. That'll have a tablet out to you or your organization within 2 days.
It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter where you stand politically, whether you're Republican, liberal, or conservative, or Democrat. It doesn't matter. This initiative has something in it for you. And if you're not in touch with what this is about, if you're not involved with pushing this thing, you're really missing your boat, because this is the chance for people to speak up.
Well, it just, thank you. It's just, this initiative, again, is not radical. This initiative is just literally restoring and securing in our California Constitution the very things that are in our federal Constitution. We've just made sure that that hasn't been forgotten here in the 21st century. And, you know, we had our president that just last week appointed a new head of a new agency that he created. Because he said it was a congressional recess. Well, of course, it wasn't a recess. So we are totally off the charts.
We have a new host here at KSCO who is very, very well known. His name is Dr. Bill Wattenberg. Dr. Bill is pretty much the reason that we're doing this particular program. What is wrong with that phone? Hey, Alan, we're going to drop you here. Nothing personal, but I want to see if we can...
Yeah, bring him in on this line.
Okay,
you know.
Thank you. There. We're not echoing anymore. I'm going to ask Dr. Bill if he would interview you guys on the noon show. And I'm also going to ask him if he would interview him on his soon-to-be national program that will be broadcast on at least 100 radio stations starting on January 22nd, I think, 23rd. It's starting just about a week from now.
Wow. Oh, that would be spectacular.
Yeah, and I just can't imagine that he would not only be willing but be very excited to do that. So I will get on that today, and I talk to Dr. Bill almost every day because he and I are on the same wavelength, totally. And we are so, so happy to have him associated with us here at KSCO.
I talked to Dr. Wattenberg some years ago, and I'm sure that he'll actually remember it, but I had sued the Coastal Commission and the County of San Mateo for the Devil Flies Tunnel project.
Uh-huh.
And Dr.
How long did you delay that, Oscar?
Has been one of the authorities from the very beginning on how the whole thing was a boondoggle, along with then State Senator Quinton Kopp. Anyway, it would be a great honor to be on his show.
Okay. So we'll get on that. It's 20 minutes before 12 noon, 20 minutes remain in this edition of the KSCO Saturday Special. Poor Margaret has been waiting forever, so let's get, and we also have to do a commercial break, but let's get Margaret on the line here. Margaret, thanks for waiting. You're on KSCO.
Thanks. I'm a scuba diver, and I'll be voting for his initiative. You can bet on that.
Well, thank you, and share it with your friends. Getting people to circulate, it's a lot of signatures we need, you know. But thank you.
I really appreciate your efforts. Thank you so much on behalf of all of us scuba divers here in the Monterey Bay. And I think that Sam Farr is a real globalist. He, you know, co-authored, along with Liam Panetta, Agenda 21, which is very anti-constitutional, very, you know, citizen rights, landowner rights. Sam Farr is sabotaging the people of the Monterey Bay area. And basically, I think he's just too darn busy, you know, to come on the show today because he's accepting fundraiser awards. And he's advocating abortioninstruments.com. Abortioninstruments.com. Yeah. Sam loves to go to private parties on West Cliff and guest speak on abortioninstruments.com. That's what he digs. He is against human life and enjoyment.
That's,
okay, well,
that's very, very unfortunate.
We have to register Republican to vote for Ron Paul in the primary. So please, everybody, register Republican, vote for Ron Paul in the primary, and then you can change back to independent or Democrat or whatever.
Well, okay. I think that's a good suggestion, but I think that all of us, every single voter, should vote, one, and two, make sure that the people that they're voting for do uphold and swear allegiance to preserving our Constitution. Because if they don't, we might as well know. And from what I've learned today, Congressman Farr is not one of those that really believe in that. If he's an Agenda 21 fellow, by the way, this initiative would nullify Agenda 21, or in this state it's actually called SB 375. It's the Sustainable Development Act. So
so we got to just keep saying far out.
Yeah. Okay.
Waterforfighting.org.
Margaret, thank you for calling the Saturday special. We do appreciate it and wish you the best. We're going to take Mickey and Capitola's phone number, then we're going to take a commercial break. Mickey, you're on the air on KSCO.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I have a quick question. Love your show. I'm computer illiterate. I went on to waterforfighting.org, and then it says, I agree, submit my signature. So you press on that, correct?
That's correct. I haven't got a computer in front of me. So.
I think she might be on waterforfighting.com, a previous...
But then it puts me on Facebook login. Which you need.
You want to go to cabillofrights.org.
I'm sorry. It sounds like you got diverted there somehow. It's not that you did anything wrong, and you don't need to be computer literate at all. Go to cabillofrights.org.
Okay.
Okay, and you'll be in the right place.
Super. Thanks, you guys.
You're welcome.
Richard in Watsonville, Rory in Watsonville, Kurt in Scotts Valley, Gary in Live Oak, and Lee in Salinas. Stay with us. We got to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back and finish up the Saturday special. Stay with us.
Our local Red Cross responds to over 2 home fires every week here in the Monterey Bay area, and electrical problems are a leading cause of home fires. Hello, I'm Chris Jensen with JM Electric. One cause of home electrical fires is degradation, which simply means that your electrical wiring and connections have become old and worn out. Prime conditions for starting a fire in your home. JM Electric's current safe inspection can determine if there is degraded wiring inside your walls. To see if your home can benefit from a current safe inspection, call JM Electric today for a free, no-obligation assessment, 422-7819, or jmelectric.com. Now a word from our friends at your local Red Cross.
Hello, I'm Tim Duncan, CEO of the Monterey Bay Area Chapter of the American Red Cross. Did you know there was 117 fires in the Monterey Bay Area last year, which means a lot of families needed our help? And you can help them by donating your time and money to either the Santa Cruz Chapter or the Monterey Bay Area Chapter of the American Red Cross. We thank you, and your friends and neighbors thank you also.
Hi, I'm Andy, the produce manager at Ben Lomond Market. This week we are featuring honey tangerines from Florida, 97 cents a pound. These beauties are super sweet and juicy, a great treat for this time of the year. From Canada, we have a 5-pound bag ambrosia apple, $2.99 each. These apples are crisp and very tasty. From Chile, we have a splash of summer, yellow nectarines and peaches, $2.49 a pound, and red and green seedless grapes, $2.99 a pound. In organics, we are featuring California navel oranges, 99 cents a pound, and Oregon Bosque pears, 99 cents a pound. We also have California organic broccoli, $1.69 a pound, and organic cauliflower, $1.69 each. So come check out our great selection of fresh produce at Ben Lomond Market and Scotts Valley Market. Just arrived, weekend special, large white cauliflower, two for $3.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Xbox 360 repair.
Solar energy kits. Musical Tesla coil.
Video output for my home media center.
Building a new server.
Repairing a student radio station.
More RAM and a sound card.
DSL line.
Network printing, scanning, and faxing for dentists.
Replacing antivirus on both machines.
Wireless network for court reporter agency.
Diagnosing sound card problem.
Building a 5-kilowatt amplifier.
Ham radio antenna.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 SoCal Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
If you're concerned about the rising cost of health care, we have great news today. Dr. Call 24/7. How would you like to be able to pick up your telephone anytime, day or night, 7 days a week, and actually talk to a doctor? With Dr. Call 24/7, you talk to California licensed doctors from the comfort of your own home who can diagnose common conditions and even call in prescriptions to your own pharmacy. It's as easy as picking up the telephone. And with Dr. Call 24/7, you can also talk to naturopathic doctors, nutritionists, and even weight loss coaches. Call as often as you want, whenever you want, only $40 a month. No co-payments, no deductibles, no additional cost whatsoever. For more information, go to drcall247.com and take back control of your health and your health care. drcall247.com.
Forever. It's one of my favorite songs by Chicago, but there's business to do here. We got to finish up the Saturday special for today. Let's see. Who's next here? Richard and Watsonville. Richard, you're on the air.
Thank you, Michael. I'll probably be the only one that calls up today that disagrees with every single one of these guests.
Oh, boy. Okay, go ahead.
Totally, man. The jet skis, they got to go out of the water. The skin divers, out of the water. You know, we had this thing when Noah and
Richard and the is being facetious. You're being facetious.
No, I'm not
today.
Either, because I'm going after you next, mate. I mean, you know, you're the one that said you went skin diving back in, when was it, 75?
Scuba.
With your brother?
Scuba, yeah.
Scuba diving, yeah. Doesn't matter, man. Go back.
Yeah.
It's a desert out there, Michael. All the stuff's been ripped off by them divers. That's why they're being watched like a hawk right now.
Yeah, Michael and his brother probably lost a few skin cells out in that water, and that destroyed everything, right?
No, you guys are finished, man.
Well, let me ask you something, Colt. How many dives do you have?
How many dives do I have?
Yeah.
How many? I have enough to know to stay out of the water now, okay? Well, I have enough waves that I caught in surfing to know I don't need a jet ski. I can get by with a kayak, man.
Sweet.
I can get by with a kayak. I don't need a jet ski. I don't need pollution out there in that water. We did this. We got rid of the tuna fleet. We got rid of the sardine fleet. We got rid of the salmon fleet, man. We got rid of clamming.
Well, Richard, you just continue to stay home, sit on your couch, and don't go outside and don't do anything, because otherwise you're going to end up destroying the world.
No, this was done not to destroy the world. It was done to save the oceans, man. And Diver Boy, yeah. Come on back up to San Francisco and clean that bay up, please.
Okay. Richard and Watsuba, we want to thank you for calling the Saturday special. Now, what about Kurt in Scotts Valley, California? Kurt, welcome to KSCO. You're on.
Hey, the reason I'm calling is I just want to let you know they're also giving $500 tickets for people mountain biking up in UCSC. And,
yeah, you're right. I've been meaning to do something about that. I mean, to broadcast the program.
So
yeah,
what?
And here's what's crazy. Okay, now you can ride on Yukon and Chinkapin, but they're kind of squeezing us out of everywhere. And then a general comment, and kind of in thinking with the rest of the show, is I'm like, it's like all of California's employees' job is to fine us and tell us we can't do what we've been doing. And for example, like Highway Patrol, when's the last time a Highway Patrol helped somebody? What they do is they pull you over and give you tickets. And then, I just think California's gone out of control, just ticketing, fining, and making it illegal to do what you used to do. You know, I hope the Rangers do leave the state park so we can have it back. But I don't know. I think it's bad. So anyway, and a great Saturday show.
Why, thank you so much. Okay, thank you, Kurt in Scotts Valley. Now we're going to go to our good friend Rory in Watsonville. Rory, you're on.
Hey, thank you for taking the call. Great show. I got the last half hour here. I did call Farr's office last week and talked to the nice lady there about Nancy Black's situation.
Are you being facetious, or was it a nice lady?
Oh, yeah, very nice lady, but she said she knew nothing about it. Now, I can't imagine they know nothing if people have been calling them. So I asked her to let the congressman know that we're very unhappy with this overreaching agency. And I think I have, and I will call him again. This is just the first of several.
They
calls.
Made a bunch of promises to Rosie. Oh, we'll get back to you at such and such a time, and they never did any of the time. They think it's going to go away. It ain't going to go away.
This is the slogan: take the O out of Noah. Give them, let them take care of the atmosphere, and they can fight with NASA and the U.S. Air Force over the atmosphere. But they should stay the hell out of the oceans, except for maybe some temperature probes. What do we need another agency for? We have National Marine Fisheries, Fish and Wildlife, DFG. I mean, how many alphabet soup agencies do we need out there to monitor the bay, which, Richard, I hope you're still listening, is teeming with life to the point that sea lions are everywhere. There's enough sardines for the humpbacks or whatever the krill they were feeding on. No, they're eating sardines, if I remember correctly, small fish. That place is alive. There's no death out in the water, Richard. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, I just think that we gotta keep hammering on them. And the other thing is, to your guest, on what premises did the state or what government agency took away your water rights there in San Mateo County?
Well, that was the whole point. They had no basis for it. They acted on a complaint by the Sierra Club to strip us of our development permits that we had had since 1992, and this was in 2002, and the Board of Supervisors did just that, and we spent the next 7.5 years in federal court in 3 lawsuits, and we prevailed in the end.
So you did. You got your water rights back.
Yes, we did, and our development permits.
I think we're getting interference from cell phones if we're up terrible.
All right,
cell phone interference.
Thank you.
Okay.
Program. We'll stay tuned.
Okay. Thanks very much, Rory. I appreciate your call. White paper at AOL.com sends an email saying Oscar's email on his website does not work. Oscar@OscarKnows.com.
Yeah.
Is that an old one or something?
Well, that is an old one. And for those that are interested in reaching me, it's waterforfighting@gmail.com. That'll work for you. And thanks for calling in and reminding, because that's the second or third call this week I've received.
Okay.
And
all right. So let's go to our next caller, Lee in Salinas.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, Lee.
Hello, fellas. You're gonna you're going to have to hear me because this is important. Michael, you introduced to us Alex Jones. I'm looking at one of his – I saw one of his videos the other day. It was called America Destroyed by Design. Then when you look at another one, The Fall of the Republic. And then when you see the Obama deception, we're talking about globalists. That my friend had a sawmill in Carmel Valley, and he lived in Carmel, and he was in the Depression, and he couldn't get tires for his Model T truck because of the Depression. I said, well, what did you do? He put patches on the inside and the out. The end of the story goes is that he said globalists – I mean, he didn't say then. He said Rothschilds, Rockefellers. These people have been working on our country for over 100 years. They're in both parties deeply. When we don't like one party, we go to the other party. And when you get Dr. Stan Martin and the next program that comes on right after you, right now, Michael, they will lead you to what these globalists, the Agenda 21, ICLEI, what they are doing to everything to shackle America so that they can control the world. Not only just in Europe, too, you guys got to wake up. You got to, Michael, get them connected to Alex. Get a tape of this to Alex so he can hear, so he can show these people. I mean, when he takes you to all the national parks and finds a big pond sign hidden in the back of these buildings.
That's a great idea, Lee. Only should I connect Oscar and Joe with Dr. Bill, I will connect them to Alex also.
Yeah, they got to see the plaques that our government has dedicated our parks to the United Nations control. Did you vote on it? I didn't. I mean, I'm furious over our rights being. I mean, when this man, like a brother to me, when I hear you guys feeling. I'm telling you, I know these people are involved deeply into this thing, and if you think you're going to get this passed, it's going to take a way bigger wave than you've ever seen down at Mavericks to move this. These globalists are the end of the story is our Federal Reserve is never been audited. We don't know. You wait till you see what they've been doing.
Yeah,
absolutely right.
Okay, Lee, thank you much. You too. Thanks for calling KSCO. Ron and Carmel, real quick, you're on the air.
Hi. Normally there's a deadline for collecting signatures. Would you please let us know on the California Bill of Rights what the deadline is?
Yes, thank you so much for asking. It's April the 17th, but we're actually stopping the count, starting the count on the end of March. So we haven't got a great deal of time. And please, all those that are listening and interested, go to cabillofrights.org. You can get copies of the petition to circulate by tablets. We'll get them out to you in 2 days. And if you have any questions that you want to direct to me, you'll find under the contact information, you'll find my cell number there and my email address.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Yeah, thanks for calling. Doug in Salinas, you're on the air.
Hey. Good morning, MC. Hey, listen, going back just to two areas that we've all touched on, I spent 45 years in the automotive industry, and just look at two things.
Okay, we got one more caller, and I'm sorry, you know, but you got to make this real fast, like 30 seconds if you can, so boil it up.
What if we got to go for gas, and you're still paying for a smog certificate, which was started in 1966, and it's just grown and grown and grown, and again, it's just two more areas. There's no more mom and pop. Thank you. Appreciate you. Had a good show today.
Thank you very much, Doug. Here's Gary in Live Oak. Gary, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is part of the National Wildlands Project. The majority of the total Senate voted against it. It's being run out of the Department of Transportation and all the other environmental protection agencies. It's known as rural cleansing. It's adopted by Agenda 21, in which Sam Farr did the cover page for United Nations Agenda 21 locally. AMBAG is signed on. They've contracted with the Front for the World Bank, which is ICLEI, as has Salinas, Bruce City, and Santa Cruz County.
Okay, hey, it's the end of the program. I want to thank all of you, Scott Jarrett, Joe Shaughnessy, and Oscar Braun. K. KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. Here's CNN News and Perspectives is next. Stay with us.
CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. Search crews are still looking for survivors from a cruise ship disaster off the Italian coast. Most of the passengers were rescued, but at least three people are confirmed dead and dozens are still missing. Journalist Barbie Nadeau reports the captain is now under investigation.
He has been officially stopped, arrested by the Italian police here in the province of Grosseto for investigation into manslaughter and abandoning ship. Abandoning ship is a far more serious maritime offense, and the fact that he left the ship before all of the passengers left the ship is a serious offense.
4,200 people were on board. U.S. military officials, American military, and Coast Guard ships had two close encounters on January 6th with high-speed Iranian in the Strait of Hormuz and Persian Gulf. CNN's Jill Doherty describes the back-channel diplomatic efforts that are taking place.
The U.S. and Iran don't have diplomatic relations, so Washington talks to Iran through its protecting power, Switzerland. It also uses Turkey, whose leaders talk with Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, as well as Qatar, Oman, and Japan.
One U.S. official says the boats exhibit a provocative behavior. A group of Christian conservative leaders are throwing their support behind GOP presidential hopeful Rick Santorum. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins says the consensus followed three rounds of voting. Republicans used their weekly address to urge President Obama to approve the Keystone Pipeline project.
The largest shovel-ready project in the country would reduce our dependence on Middle East oil, help keep down the cost of energy for American consumers and businesses, and create thousands of jobs.
That's North Dakota Senator John Hoeven. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello?
How are those New Year's resolutions coming?
I'm eating cake, so...
How about a new resolution to save?
Announcing big savings at the Sears MLK event. Like up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus, save an extra 10% off all appliance brands $4.99 and up with your Sears card.
Now this is a resolution I can do.
You're still eating cake, aren't you?
No.
Think you know how to save? Think again. Sears, number one in appliances. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 25%. Offer valid 113 through 117.
Your source for news, sports, traffic, and weather. AM 1080, KSCO, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Salinas, and Monterey.
Don't miss the next Perspectives.
Virtually all cancers are all substantially increased when you're vitamin D deficient.
Every Saturday from 12 noon to 1 o'clock.
You've tuned in to the Perspectives Radio Show. My name is Donald Davidson. I'm your host, and joining me in the studio as special guest host is Dr. Stan.
Join Donald Davidson, Dr. Stanley Monteith, Dr. David Biles, Tom Quinn, and others. Perspectives every Saturday from 12 noon to 1 o'clock on KSCO.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. We got mostly sunny today. High of about 69 and light winds. Tonight, partly cloudy. Low of 39 with light winds. And tomorrow, partly cloudy. High of 56. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Out on the Monterey Bay, east winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming south this afternoon. Wind waves about 3 feet in the morning, becoming less than 2. A west swell of 3 to 5 feet at 13 seconds. Tonight, southwest winds 5 knots, becoming southeast after midnight. Wind waves will be less than 2 feet and a west swell of 3 to 5 feet at 12 seconds. Out there on Sunday, we have the east winds 5 knots, becoming west this afternoon with wind waves less than 2 feet. and in West Swell of 4 to 6 feet at 12 seconds. For current temperatures, I've got Watsonville. It's 60 degrees. It's 67 in Monterey and 60 in Salinas. We're at 65 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. For your King of the Hill traffic update, a couple things to report. The traffic collision at 1115 Holland Road and Green Valley Road. HB's on the scene. It's a solo vehicle rollover. Also a traffic hazard on southbound 17 just south of Mount Hermon Road. And it looks like a vehicle on the yellow line in the center divide. CHP's on the scene there. And a traffic collision reported a few minutes ago, San Miguel Canyon Road on-ramp to northbound 101. And that looks like it is a vehicle up the wall or on the guardrail, solo vehicle crash. CHP's on the scene, taking care of it. If you see something out there I didn't mention, you can call me at 475-1080. The official time is 12:06.